"Ron, cheer up," said Hermione, pushing a dish of stew towards him. "You heard what Professor McGonagall said." Ron spooned stew onto his plate and picked up his fork, but didn't start. "Harry," he said in a low, serious voice, "you haven't seen a great black dog anywhere, have you?"
"Yeah, I have," said Harry. "I saw one the night I left the Dursleys."
Ron let his fork fall with a clatter.
"Probably a stray," said Hermione calmly.
Ron looked at Hermione as though she had gone mad.
"Hermione, if Harry's seen a Grimm, that's bad," he said. "My Uncle Bilious saw one, and he died 24 hours later."
"Coincidence," said Hermione airily, pouring herself some pumpkin juice.
"You don't know what you're talking about," said Ron, starting to get angry. "Grimms scare the living daylights out of most wizards."
"There you are, then," said Hermione in a superior tone. "They see the Grimm and die of fright. The Grimm's not an omen, it's the cause of death. And Harry's still with us because he's not stupid enough to see one and think, 'Right, well, I'd better pop my clogs, then.'"
Ron mouthed wordlessly at Hermione, who opened her bag, took out her new arithmancy book, and propped it open against the juice jug.
"I think divination seems very woolly," she said, searching for her page. "A lot of guesswork, if you ask me."
"There was nothing woolly about the Grimm in that cup," said Ron hotly.
"You didn't seem quite so confident when you were telling Harry it was a sheep," said Hermione coolly.
"Professor Trelawney said you didn't have the right aura. You just don't like being rubbish at something for a change."
He had touched a nerve.
Hermione slammed her arithmancy book down on the table so hard that bits of meat and carrot flew everywhere.
"If being good at divination means I have to pretend to see death omens in a lump of tea leaves, I'm not sure I'll be studying it much longer. That lesson was absolute rubbish compared to my arithmancy class."
She snatched up her bag and stalked away. Ron frowned after her.
"What's she talking about?" he said to Harry. "She hasn't been to an arithmancy class yet."
Harry was pleased to get out of the castle after lunch. Yesterday's rain had cleared, the sky was a clear pale grey, and the grass was springy and damp underfoot as they set off for their first ever Care of Magical Creatures class. Ron and Hermione weren't speaking to each other. Harry walked beside them in silence as they went down the sloping lawns to Hagrid's hut on the edge of the Forbidden Forest. It was only when he spotted three, only too familiar backs ahead of them, that he realized they must be having these lessons with the Slytherins. Malfoy was talking animatedly to Crabbe and Goyle, who were chortling. Harry was quite sure he knew what they were talking about. Hagrid was waiting for his class at the door of his hut. He stood in his moleskin overcoat, with Fang the boarhound at his heels, looking impatient to start.
"Come on now, get a move on!" he called, as the class approached. "Got a real treat for you today. Great lesson coming up. Everyone here? Right, follow me."
For one nasty moment, Harry thought that Hagrid was going to lead them into the forest. Harry had had enough unpleasant experiences in there to last him a lifetime. However, Hagrid strolled off around the edge of the trees, and 5 minutes later they found themselves outside a kind of paddock. There was nothing in there.
"Everyone gather round the fence here," he called. "That's it. Make sure you can see. Now, first thing you'll want to do is open your books."
"How?" said the cold, drawling voice of Draco Malfoy.
"Eh?"
said Hagrid. "How do we open our books?" Malfoy repeated. He took out his copy of The Monster Book of Monsters, which he had bound shut with a length of rope. Other people took theirs out, too. Some, like Harry, had belted their books shut, others had crammed them inside tight bags or clamped them together with bull-clips.
"'Hasn't anyone been able to open their books?' said Hagrid, looking crestfallen.
The class all shook their heads.
"'You've got to stroke 'em,' said Hagrid, as though this was the most obvious thing in the world.
"'Look!'
He took Hermione's copy and ripped off the spello tape that bound it. The book tried to bite, but Hagrid ran a giant forefinger down its spine, and the book shivered, and then fell open and lay quiet in his hand.
"Oh, how silly we've all been!" Malfoy sneered. "We should have stroked them. Why didn't we guess?"
"I thought they were funny," Hagrid said uncertainly to Hermione.
"Oh, tremendously funny!" said Malfoy. "Really witty, giving us books that try and rip our hands off."
"Shut up, Malfoy," said Harry quietly. Hagrid was looking downcast, and Harry wanted Hagrid's first lesson to be a success.
"Right, then," said Hagrid, who seemed to have lost his thread. "So you've got your books, and now you need the magical creatures. Yeah, so I'll go and get them. Hang on."
He strode away from them, into the forest, and out of sight.
"God, this place is going to the dogs," said Malfoy loudly. "That oaf teaching classes, my father'll have a fit when I tell him." "Shut up, Malfoy," Harry repeated. "Careful, Potter, there's a Dementor behind you."
"Oh!" squealed Lavender Brown, pointing towards the opposite side of the paddock. Trotting towards them were a dozen of the most bizarre creatures Harry had ever seen. They had the bodies, hind legs, and tails of horses, but the front legs, wings, and heads of what seemed to be giant eagles, with cruel, steel-coloured beaks and large, brilliantly orange eyes. The talons on their front legs were half a foot long and deadly-looking. Each of the beasts had a thick leather collar around its neck, which was attached to a long chain, and the ends of all of these were held in the vast hands of Hagrid, who came jogging into the paddock behind the creatures.
"Gee up there!" he roared, shaking the chains and urging the creatures towards the fence where the class stood.
Everyone drew back slightly as Hagrid reached them and tethered the creatures to the fence.